Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Expressions. For the month of December, we've got Johnny Ashim here with us, and he is a composer. He writes music for orchestras. He's a piano player. And so let's jump into the composing aspect, Johnny. When you're composing, what is it exactly that you're trying to accomplish?
Actually, when I compose, I approach it in one of two ways. Or I try to describe a story that happened to me, or a personal story in the past, or a story I've read, like in the Bible.
Yep.
Or other times, I try to describe a dream or a wish or a vision that I would love to see it happen.
Yeah.
So one of these two.
Yeah.
Being a composer, it means like a professional composer, I studied, you know, for years, the orchestration, the instrumentation, mm-hmm. all these things. So I must know that allows me to choose the right instrument and the right combination of instruments
mm-hmm.
To convey exactly the idea or the image that I want to tell or
yeah.
to share. And this way I can make people somehow imagine or listen to what I want to tell them
yeah.
about my dream or about a story that already happened.
So if someone were to Google your name, there would be certain compositions that come up. I think we're going to talk about a couple of them in the next few episodes. The Battle of Siddim, Jacob and Rachel, a love story, and those are connected directly to the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember when you came to our church, I think I got this right, that there is a work that you have done that describes you coming back home. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that had happened to you. And I remember when you played that piece, there was this sense of going away, and then you could tell you were coming back home. And that was all on the piano. But when you're thinking about orchestra and all the different instruments there, are there certain instruments that do a better job of conveying a certain emotion than other instruments?
I can tell there's a certain instrument color, combination of
okay.
instruments,
yeah.
a certain kind of orchestration. Sometimes piano alone can do the job, you know, of certain pieces, of certain emotion. Sometimes I love to write for a large orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I feel I can express the most with the big orchestra. As instruments I love or I adore, I love the sounds of the French horn
okay.
so much.
So what is it about the French horn that makes it so beautiful?
It's just that I love how warm is its color. I
okay.
call it like a color of sound.
Yeah.
So in one of my compositions, Jacob and Rachel, it starts with four French horns in a harmonic way. So it starts the introduction just for the horn, and then the music progresses.
Yeah.
Each instrument, of course, has its unique color, its unique sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the perfect thing is when you know how to combine them together to get like... the most, I mean, to express the most
yeah.
with this orchestra.
Yeah.
Sometimes they play all together. Sometimes you will hear like this section is playing sometimes a solo instrument, like between everything. It's playing for half a minute or other, and then the whole orchestra continues. So it depends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can definitely see that you're passionate about orchestra and composing mm-hmm. for it. And that's one of the things I love. And I think as Christians, in anything that we do, it should come with this passion, because one of the things that you're accomplishing, I think, in your composition is you are not just conveying experience and feelings, but in large part, when you're talking about Jacob and Rachel, this is a truth that God has put in the Bible. And that's what we want people to see, is we want people to see God. We want them to know God. And one of the ways they do that God has gifted us with is in this element of music. It's like a path to know and experience God, and you seek to do that in your music, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Because for me, like, music, it's a form of worship, and it reflects God's love and grace and hope.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell about God through music.
Yeah.
Giving or making music that is built on biblical stories, and when sometimes I want to tell how amazing is God, I use the music because it can reach, it can touch souls and uplift spirits in a way that sometimes the world cannot do.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Johnny, for that. On the next couple of podcasts, I've been teasing this out, but on the next couple of podcasts, we're going to be talking about particular pieces of music that Johnny has written and composed, and what he was trying to convey in those particular pieces. So don't miss what we're doing here on Day by Day Expressions.